Hello, 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 everyone. We are back for what is now the poetic process. The poetic process podcast. We found a title. Whoopee. Oh my goodness, it's a skeeter in my house. I'll be damned. It's Durgon August. Why we got skeeters still going on? Messing up my flow. But anyway. Hello everyone, this is going to be another short one. So this poem today is rather entertaining. I will not disclose when I wrote it to avoid incriminating confusion. I could have wrote it 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 years ago, or I could have wrote it yesterday. Who knows? I don't know. Do you know? No, nobody knows. Okay. Anyway, the vast majority of my poems come from a place of either love, upset, feelings, or just feelings of confusion. I write things out to process them, and oftentimes it ends up rhyming. I don't know. That's just how my brain works. So this poem is a short one. It's fun. It has some onomatopoeia elements, as our hot girl Meg would say. So this one is just about love. It's about realization that I was in a place. Stop incriminating yourself. I was in a place of like infatuation, honestly. How do I explain? I was just like, dang. I was just like, this is different. Everything's different, isn't it, girls? Everything's different. Ain't nothing. Okay, Brittany. Okay, this poem I think y'all would like. It has some rap elements. Honestly, I can get on somebody's track. If you need a verse from me, I got you for the low. But anyway, this poem has some love elements. Again, the flow of it is very 90s. If I would compare it to anything, I would say LL Cool J's flow. It's not like, well, it is. It is. I tried to switch it up so that the flow wouldn't be so boom bap. But at the beginning, I slowed it, and at the end, I slowed it. In the middle, I sped up so that it can have like a low to high to low for the closing. So I hope that it's entertaining for you guys. What does infatuation mean? Let's see. Infatuation. Let's Google it since we're sitting in front of our laptop and see. An intense but short-lived passion of admiration for someone or something. And this is a true depiction or a true definition of what this poem was about. And let's delve a little bit deeper. Like, what happens to your brain when you begin to like someone? According to Google, chemicals like vasopressin, adrenaline, dopamine, and oxytocin that light up your neural receptors and make you feel both pleasurable and euphoric, a sense of purpose. In short, you're addicted to the one you love. Romantic love is an addiction. Love is an addiction, bro. I tell you, it is. Like, I don't understand. I don't know what it is, but at least for me, when I like someone, I like someone. I can't like multiple people at one time or concentrate on multiple people. It's always one that's like higher. And when I tell you this guy was, is. You see how I did a past tense, present tense? You know what? Just let me say, in theory, was all that. Okay? When I say all that, I mean all that. So this poem is well suited. And yeah. Anyway. So I blame it on the chemicals. That's what I'm saying. I'm blaming it on the chemicals. I'm hard, I'm tough, I'm hard. This poem is not a depiction of that. It's very mushy. So if you're not into the mush, I apologize in advance. If you just use it for entertainment for yourself. Okay, let's just get into it. I'm gonna play it for you guys right now. It's hard for me to say because it's hard to explain. It's not a game, it's something different. That I wish to never finish. You diminish and replenish what I thought was love. We fit together like forever, like a hand in a glove. Deprived of us, they think a must, but bump what they say. You my bae, like a fat chicken, her Milky Way. We display the unrealistic, cause we beat all the statistics. Optimistic and artistic, can't help but wanna kiss it. Cause we shine so bright in a cave full of coal. This is the only thing that I'm glad someone stole. Waking up in a terror, searching for my beat. Then remember that you got my heart in the key. You think you're all sweet, but seriously, I'm complete. Solid and steel like reinforced concrete. Indiscreet and in the open, we're obviously chosen. But it's hard for me to say. I hope that I explain. It's not a game, boy. It's something different. Something I wish to never finish.
Boy, if you don't get.
I can't believe I just put this on the internet. Oh my god, that was smooth though. I didn't upload the boom bap version. I just did like a monotone, and I think it's better, it's softer. I'm trying to work on my femininity because sometimes I would write my poetry, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, as we progressively delve deeper into this podcast, I'll get more complex with my literary terminology so that I want it to be a gradual increase. I haven't decided if I'm going to do seasons yet because artistic creation takes mind space and time, and I'm not really like a factory poetic person. As I said in my previous podcast, I was a business marketing major, more specifically because I wanted to create ads, snazzy ads, more attractive ads. When I was in undergrad, that was my first major. I wanted to do like jingles and fortune cookies and da 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 da. But I couldn't concentrate and squeeze my artistic creativity because, like, who does that? You know what I'm saying? So that's why I changed my major because I didn't foresee myself. I won't say selling out, but I didn't see myself forcing ideas, forcing poetic experiences. It's a process. It's a process. That's why this is called what? Poetic process, the podcast, because it takes time. So we'll worry about that later. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Make sure you give a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-star review. Ooh, that girl got it rolling. She got it rolling. Leave that review, share it with your friends. It's short, it's quick, it's easy, so you can replay it if you would like. Make sure you share it, repost it, and tell me what you think. I'm gonna post this on my story because it seems like my last podcast got a lot of views, which I was astonished by. Like, what? You guys actually listen? You know, people be talking and be like, yeah, we're gonna listen to it, and then they don't, or they say, yeah, do it, pumping you up, then no support. So I'm glad that I got you guys' support, got your ears. I hope this was entertaining. I know it was. I know I'm gonna get some clownery in my DMs, and I'm open to it. Period. I'm open to it. It's an open dialogue. Tell me what you think. And great. I hope you guys enjoy your week. Sunday, refresh, live, light, love. Life is too short. Be infatuated if you have to. All right. Peace.